Welcome to We the People. Ever since Aditya Tiwari became the youngest single man to adopt a child in India, adopting in fact a child with special needs, a child with Down syndrome, the focus has come back to how the traditional family structure, especially in urban India, is under dramatic change. There was a time when the notion of the family was a very heterosexual notion of perhaps a mother, a father, and one or two or sometimes three children. Now, however, you have single parents, both men and women, coming forth to have children. You have gay people, men and women both, who are talking, of course, about the right to adopt. Of course, we shamefully live in a culture where homosexuality continues to be criminalized, but that does not stop the fact that you have a large gay and lesbian community that wants the right to parenthood. You have, of course, widowed and divorced people also being single parents, and you have the traditional family structure being challenged like never before. Technology has also made it possible. Adoption has also made it possible. But are we really ready to step back and accept that a child only needs love? Whether that love comes from a single parent, two men, two women, a man and a woman, that's what we should focus on. Or are we still stuck in that traditional tussle that a child needs both a father and a mother? And when that doesn't happen, what is it like for a child who grows up as a child of a single parent? Single fathers in particular face greater restrictions than single mothers, with even adoption guidelines being much tougher for them. So I want to start this program rolling with Aditya Tiwari. Aditya, of course, as I said, is now the youngest single father to adopt a child in the country. Aditya, main aapse puchna chahungi ki Bini ko jab aapne adopt kiya, aur aapne mujhe pehle bhi bataya hai ki आपने उनको देखा और आपको लगा कि बस आई हैव टू अडॉप्ट दिस चाइल्ड, लेकिन एक रेजिस्टेंस था. बहुत से लोगों ने आपको कहा दैट यू नो यू आर ओनली इन योर 20s, आप ऐसा क्यों कर रहे हैं. शायद किसी ने आपको ये भी कहा कि आपसे कोई शादी नहीं करेगा, यू आर अडॉप्टिंग अ चाइल्ड विद डाउन सिंड्रोम. व्हाई वाज इट सो इंपॉर्टेंट, आपके लिए इतना जरूरी क्यों था टू अडॉप्ट दिस चाइल्ड?
Because he is a special child, he is a Down syndrome child, and they told initially the orphanage, they said nobody in India will adopt such child. We will send him for a foreign adoption. I said no, why should no one? So I will adopt him. Then I go all the process completed. Initially I am not eligible to adopt a child due because of the guidelines, but later on once the guideline was revised, but still it got delayed for 4 to 5 months. Because
you had to write 1,000 letters, I believe.
Yeah, means mails, calls, faxes to everyone, all the national leaders.
You're now what, 28 29 28 28? So 28 saal ki umar mein you're at the prime of your youth. आपने एक, how did you meet Bini?
मैं ऑर्फनेज गया था अपने फादर के बर्थडे पे, जस्ट टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट गिफ्ट्स. इनफैक्ट मैं फर्स्ट टाइम ऑर्फनेज गया था, एंड देयर वर 5 चिल्ड्रन. सो उसमें बिनी एक था, जैसे कोई अडॉप्ट नहीं कर रहा था, और ऑल वर अडॉप्टेड. एंड व्हेन आई आस्क्ड द रीजन, दे सेड कि भैया कोई अडॉप्ट नहीं कर रहा, बिकॉज ही इज अ स्पेशल चाइल्ड, सम प्रॉब्लम विद ब्रेन, और डाउन सिंड्रोम है, हैविंग होल इन हिज हार्ट.
बट यू सेट योर हार्ट ऑन इट कि मैंने तो करना ही है.
राइट.
आपकी जो रेजिस्टेंस थी, इट आल्सो केम फ्रॉम योर ओन पेरेंट्स इनिशियली?
Right, means
क्या बोले वो आपसे?
I belong to a middle class family and the same mindset. लोग क्या कहेंगे, क्यों कर रहे हो, क्या जरूरत है, तुम्हारे पास सब कुछ है, working good organization, शादी कर लो उसके बाद करना. I said no, मैं अभी इसे कैसे छोड़ सकता हूँ. I will give a commitment to the child कि नहीं, I will give him a family, love, care. So I said नहीं, but they are saying no, don't do that. But they are much confident that कि ये possible ही नहीं होना.
ये होगा ही नहीं,
होगा ही नहीं.
Now, tell me, people who say that a child needs both a mother and a father, what would you, आप क्या कहेंगे उसमें?
Child needs love and care only.
I think we all agree with that. A child needs love and care only. Okay, I just want to get the perspective from a single mom, and then we'll kind of open it up. Chetna to my left, and Chetna's here with Shalini.
Yes.
Hi, Shalini. What made you decide to plunge into parenthood? And you're also here with your mom.
Yes.
And Shalini. So we've got like the new age family. You know, this is the picture. This is one of the many pictures of the new Indian family. Chetna, you're a scientist.
Yes. Yeah.
What made you decide to do this? How did you meet Shalini? And
so in my mind, being a mother was very important, something that I had wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah.
And marriage was not really linked to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it can happen. But even if it doesn't happen, I thought, why wait for it? If it's not happening, let's get the baby at least. Then I can give my love to somebody. So
yeah,
that was the
impetus. And did you ever worry about bringing up a child on your own?
I have worried off and on, but I haven't had a serious self-confidence doubt yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I can do it.
And how did your family respond? How did you respond initially, ma'am?
Traditional way, I like she married, get married and have children and all, but it didn't happen.
You would have preferred her first that, get married and then have a child.
Then she has crossed 30, 35 at then
why you're never too old to find somebody, by the way. But equally you don't need somebody to give love to a child. And you know, a child is not connected to your partner necessarily. It could be, it need not be.
She was there in US, she was working in
so Harvard. Did you resist it initially?
And she came back, she told me I came not back really. Only because with the same in mind.
So what have you explained to, so what I want to understand, I mean, I guess Binny is too young. How old is he?
22 months.
But Shalini is how old?
5 and a half.
Oh, 5 and a half. Yeah. Okay. And you adopted her when she was 11 months old.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Now, what have you what will you explain to Shalini?
So I already explained.
Yeah.
I already tell her a story of her coming home. Yeah. And how I wanted a beautiful nanny si pyari si baby, and then I got the call and I went and picked her up from there and brought her home. So that's how our story
And does she
starts.
Ever ask whether she has a father?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. My father is her father in her mind yet.
Okay. All right. We're also going to go to Diana Hayden because in a moment from now, please. The other thing that's happened is technology. You can now freeze your eggs. You can get a donor egg. You can get a donor sperm. You know, you can do any number of things. And Diana did that. Diana has in fact written and spoken openly about how a few years ago she froze her eggs because at that time she wasn't with anybody, but she didn't want the kind of biological determinism to dictate her choices. Diana, tell us a little bit more. You know, we're here talking about how the notion of the traditional family is completely being transformed. But when I read your blog on ndtv.com, you actually said that you froze your eggs, but at that time you didn't have a Mr. Right and you didn't know if you'd ever meet him. So would you have become a mom even if you didn't find the right guy for yourself? Would you have become, did you want parenthood enough to become a single mom?
I wanted parenthood from the time I was 8 years old, Barka. I just knew that I wanted to be a mother. I love children, I've always loved children. And the ideal situation, like what you asked earlier about, is one parent sufficient?
Yeah.
There's an ideal situation where you have two parents and it's a mom and a dad. But like Aditya said, love and care is what a child needs. I wanted to go through the process of meeting Mr. Right and getting married, having a child, you know, the white picket fence. But I was 34 and I said, I really, really want to have a child. And if I don't find Mr. Right, and if the time is not right down the line, and if I wait too long as an insurance, this technology is available, so I'd like to freeze my eggs. Mm. Of course, at that time, I was considered insane.
Why were you considered insane?
My friends who I talked to about freezing their eggs along the years who I've spoken with, they were very hesitant because there's a lot of fear with not knowing. Mm. In ignorance, there's a lot of fear and people don't want to make decisions because they don't know. So the best thing you can do is read and make yourself aware about it. If I didn't have, I researched a lot, but if I didn't meet Colin and get married and, you know, then have Arya,
yeah.
I know I would have had Arya anyway. I would have had a baby on my own because the longing within me has always been there to have a child.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to do it at the wrong time and definitely not with the wrong person.
Can I ask you just to briefly comment on that one sentence you used? You said, ideally a child should have both parents, a mom and a dad. Now, the point is that as women in particular become more independent and as men get in touch with their female side, I would argue, I know any number of men now who want a parenthood for themselves. I know any number of women, conversely, who questioning whether they want to be moms and or maybe the terms they want, you know, they may want to be moms, but they may not want to have a husband. How important do you think it is for a child to have both parents?
Yes, it is. And for somebody who's frozen her eggs, it's very strange for me to say that. But I think the way we have been created, you know, yin and yang, women give something else and men give something else. And the reason why today it is that much more possible for a child to get so much more from a single parent is because, like you said, men are getting in touch with their feelings, in touch with their feminine side, and not feeling emasculated by it. They're feeling empowered by it.
Mm-hmm.
And women are getting so much more independent and can offer that much more besides being the nurturer.
Yeah.
So we are beginning to absorb both sides as individuals. But an ideal situation, you know, like a mother, like the lady's mother said earlier, she said, I would have liked her to have gotten married, you know, gone through the process. That's what parents want. And it's natural. That's what I would want for my child as well. I have a child to say that about now. But, you know, that's an ideal situation.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, I wanted that for myself. But I knew that if I didn't find Mr. Right, I would want to have a child of my own.
So do you also agree with that, Aditya and Chetna, that it's ideal to have father and mother? Or it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Matters?
Doesn't matter.
All right, doesn't matter, ideally desirable, but, you know, we can live with the second best option, says Diana. Dr. Khurana, you say you're here to save the Indian marriage. I'm saying there are women who don't want to get married. So I would raise my hand as one of them. You know what, because life's good even otherwise, and it's about choice. But you may not want to get married, but you may want a child.
So true, Barkha.
But you question that, don't you?
Yeah, I question that.
Why do you question that?
I question that. First of all, I don't want to save the marriage at all. You know, this is the first question people, when they come and they ask us, I want to save my marriage, I say, forget it. I'm not there. I can't save your marriage. Because it's not something to be saved. It's about a relationship that needs to be created. You know, it's about two people relating to each other.
Yeah.
Now, I see this beautiful man out there, Aditya. You know, he's living for a purpose. So he relates to himself.
So does it matter if he's a single parent?
It doesn't matter if it's a single parent. But then, of course, you know, if he can ensure. So we have something called the right thing. And there's something, the best or the good enough that we can do.
So you're saying single parenthood is good enough and a heterosexual mother-father family is the right thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so I would like to answer that, because if I just say it blunt, then it can
be please be blunt. Please be blunt.
So doing something in the right way is the right thing. But then if the good enough is being done, being considered a few facts, then it's good. Otherwise, it's a problem. So I'm not here to debate on whether he did the right thing or wrong. He did, definitely. He is there for a purpose. Who's taking care of that child?
You know, I want to just pause you here
and say
that even if there was a married heterosexual couple, I very much doubt that they would have gone and adopted a child with special
so
needs.
True.
And according to me, Aditya is a hero.
Yeah, he's a hero.
He's a hero.
I feel nice.
Absolute hero. So really, I think Aditya is living proof of the fact that it's really not about that picket fence portrait of the perfect family. It's really about something else. Aman Nath, you're here with your daughter. Talk a little bit about being, you know, how men are viewed. Because according to me, men who want to be parents without wives get a much tougher deal than women who want to be single moms.
Now, I want to go back to you, because what you were saying was many women would like to be single and have children. I think they're saying they'd like to have the profit of the wedding without the loss. So I think both men and women think like that, because we are much more opinionated.
Yeah.
And I think since marriage is very integral to this, who decides, you know, that there has to be a family is not necessarily nature's plan. You know, we are first animals, and we have racial memory, we have instinct, we are intuitively something else. And this whole family thing was to conform society. But I think now that marriage has tried to be a permanent solution to a temporary and recurring problem, which is a sexual need. And it is not necessarily fulfilled by a wife or a husband. There are many marriages, all of us have friends who are married, who at least keep the face of marriage in society appear together, and we know that they are not together.
So you're actually a skeptic about marriage like I am?
Yes, I think so. I think that it is an unnatural solution. It's looking, you know, for the whole world it's wonderful. And then we talk about the 7-year itch, and we talk about, you know,
divorce
and all that. And, and most people then say, oh, if you've got children, let's pull through it forever and ever, you know. So I think that... what was your question?
Has it been tough to be
no.
not fit into the family portrait that is conventionally expected
no.
of you?
I think in India we are very gifted. It's not tough for anybody. In fact, you said that you. I said, you know, when you go to work, who looks after? He has his parents.
Yeah.
So I have enough help in the house. But when I was gifted my daughter, it's a different story. My mother brought her up. and you know, there's a whole family. There's a nanny. So there's never this situation that you're locked up in an apartment and you say, where do I leave my child? There's enough help in the house.
So how did you explain this to Adya?
I didn't explain it to her. You know, she.
Did you have questions growing up?
Not really.
No?
No.
Like, did you ever go to school and think, okay, my family's kind of different from the families of other kids?
No, actually, when people ask me if I have a mother, I made up stories and I was happy.
Like, what kind of stories?
Like, she lives in America.
So did it bother you initially? That people... And like, maybe when you were younger, you felt the need to make up stories, but today, do you still feel the need to make up stories?
No, no one questions me anymore, so...
So when you got to know that she actually made up a story for mom, did that bother you? Does that disturb you?
I was amused, but then she said she came and told me. She said, "I've told everybody different stories, and eventually they're going to all tell each other, and they know." then somebody said, "You know," she said, "I've got many mothers and many fathers because I'm busy and I'm traveling and so on. So I have a twin brother. You know, there was Francis. So there's a huge support system in India. Even a neighbor is more family here than you would in New York in an apartment, you know.
So how old are you, Adya?
14 and a half.
But you were upfront with her from the beginning. So how did you explain it to her?
No, I enjoy mountaineering and I was trekking and I stayed with the family and they took a great liking to me. And they said to me, "You're a wonderful man. Do you have a family?" So I said, "Not really, because I don't have a factory, so I can't produce a child." So we laughed about it, and it's like a movie story actually. And eventually, I went up in the snow to a very small mountain, and the grandmother of her grandmother said, "You know, you should pray in this temple. Whatever you want, you'll get." And I'm an atheist, so I said, "Now where do I start to pray from?" You know, so I actually just to please her, I walked in and walked out. And I rang the bell of the temple, which went dug because it was cracked. So then she came and she said, "What did you ask for?" I actually hadn't asked for anything. Mm. So I said, "No, I can't disappoint her." So I said, "You know, maybe I should have a family," which is not the truth, really. So she said, "You're going to have." A year later, you know, they called me and said, "We have a baby for you, because you're such a wonderful human
just
being."
Just like that.
Just like such an amazing story.
And just so that's like the baby. Fell from the heavens.
Yes. And so that's a good story too. And people said to me, "How lucky, you know, she is to get this wonderful life." But I said, it's also the other way around. How lucky I am to have this wonderful life. It's a two-way process. We have to see it as good for both.
Yeah. Father Stanley, how does the church see all this? And I ask you this in particular because the new adoption guidelines that allow also for single moms and dads now to adopt children, the missionaries of charity, Mother Teresa's missionaries of charity, has actually shut down their adoption because they said, "We don't believe in this culturally." Is it time for the church to catch up with the changing times and the changing values?
I think the church is very clear about adoption. Church highly recommends adoption.
Okay.
So that's why the church is against abortion and contraception. They say if a couple who do not have a child, go adopt, give a complete family
but
to a child.
But you want the couple, a heterosexual couple.
No, listen to me. So if I'm talking in the context of a marriage, there is no, please go for adoption, give a child a family. Yeah. The church calls it a complete and incomplete family. Okay. The church is neither very strict on to have both the parents together to adopt. In the case of the Mother Teresa sisters, what happened, I think they went too strongly onto the Indian context of valuing family. So they said if there is no two persons, the couple, family, husband and wife not coming together, we are not ready to give.
But do you agree with that?
I personally would not, because the church stands, if there is a loving mother or a loving father who can give love and care to a child, because for church, ultimately the life of a child
is what matters.
Is matter.
So the church's position is it should be a couple, but your personal position is let it be a single mom or dad.
No. Now, the church also gives permission for people to adopt.
So you're saying the mission of charity being too extreme?
I think culturally you said, but it's more culturally under the Indian family value.
Diana, if I can quickly get you in before I go to the others. How much of this bothers people when making their choices? Like, you know, you went a route freezing your eggs. There was a time when even this would have been resisted. A conservative society would have said this is changing the laws of nature and so on. Did you grapple with any of that at all?
No, I didn't, because I'm somebody who does what I want to do. My friends did think that I was crazy because it sounded so far-fetched that you're taking your eggs out, you're freezing them, well, some of them, when you don't have a medical condition. You know, at that time, people would do it because they had cancer or some illness which down the line you can then use those eggs. It wasn't done for insurance purposes, for a choice later in life. It just so happened that I found out that I had endometriosis, and that was the reason why I needed to use my eggs, but it worked out. In terms of people dealing with people who had issues about it, no, I didn't. But one thing I'd like to say, Barka, is remember people like us, like you, me, all of us sitting on this panel today, we make up a very small minority. The Indian people, the numbers of people that make up the masses, they are much more conservative.
Yeah, sure.
So as much as I appreciate all of us speaking up, we must remember that their thought process is also much more conservative.
Yeah. And you seem to be suggesting it's easy in our class, and I'm just wondering how easy it is, because all of you make it sound like it's very simple, and I'm sure it is for a lot of us. But let me just bring in Arvind and Vijay Nagaswamy. Has it been simple for you? Tell us a little bit, Arvind, about your own self. Your son is, Arhan is with you. One of your two sons, I think?
One of my two, yeah. Elder one is now in college.
Yeah, and did you adopt both?
Of course, yeah.
So tell us how you decided to become a single dad. Because I remember many years ago meeting you as well, and you know. So tell us your story.
See, I always try to follow my heart. I think what is important is what makes you happy.
Yeah.
And how you want to lead your life. I think if you get governed by too many rules, by too many conventions, you are not going to lead your life.
Yeah.
So I always try to follow in my work, in my family, with my children.
Was there any resistance you faced?
Yeah, I think parents are always resistant in the sense that, like she said rightly, conventional way is the right way. So there was resistance. And luckily at that time, now it's nearly 19 years ago when I adopted my first one.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of resistance.
From parents?
Parents, you know,
because
society.
They want that portrait of the heterosexual family.
Yeah. But I was very lucky that I had an uncle who was like head of the family, and he was very open-minded.
Yeah.
And he just sort of shut up the family and said, if it makes him happy, do it. And that time, luckily, he was the Prime Minister of India. So I think people had to listen to him, especially the family.
You're talking about I.K. Gujral, yes. Of course. Yes.
He's my mother's brother.
So he intervened, yeah.
He intervened and just shut everybody up. You know, he said.
So I want to know what I'm really interested in is what you tell the kids. Because I remember once, I think it was a show on which you were on, and, you know, Wendell Rodericks, the designer, was there. And he said, you know, as a gay man, I wanted to adopt, but even if I could, I feel it's not fair to my child, because why should I bring my child under greater scrutiny from classmates, from friends? So was that a concern? Like, Arhan, can I ask you, like, do kids at school ask you questions? Like, where's your mom? Do you have a mom?
No, they don't.
Nobody ask you anything?
They used to in very younger classes, like one or two, then it stopped. Like, now I'm in eighth, so now it stopped.
So when they asked you back then, what did you say?
I just gave random excuses.
I love these. They
both are in the same school.
Are they both in the same school? Did it bother you ever?
No, it never bothered me.
I think he's got enough shouting from one parent, so he's to shout at.
Dr. Nagaswamy, what is this doing to the changing social fabric? It's fascinating. We're in the midst of so much change. I actually think people have changed faster than our rules, faster than our norms, and yet we remain, I think, as Aman said, in some ways a deeply conservative society. Diana also made that point. There are people who live in unhappy marriages but don't divorce, you know, because you have programmed to place this great premium on marriage. Now you're actually seeing parenthood outside of marriage. And what I am curious to know is what that would do to marriage. Because a lot of people actually get married just because they want to have a child. Not necessarily for love, but because, okay, we want to be parents and we need the sanctity of marriage for that. So in your experience as a psychiatrist, what have you felt?
I think most people get married not because they want to have a child. They don't know what to do next. So, you know, as a result, it's not always a conscious, mindful thought. But yes, the last 20 years have seen enormous social change.
Yeah.
Social change is normally supposed to be very slow,
yeah,
very progressive, but it's been really absolutely enormous. And the fabric is changing, particularly in urban India. Having said that, I'd still say that most people would still want to get married, you know. That's what's happening. They still get married, which is probably good for people.
Is that
like,
conditioning or is it love?
I think it's more, as I said, they just need the next thing to do.
But you know, I meet a lot of people who used to say, well, you know, I could live with my partner, but if I want to have a child, I need that label of marriage because it's not fair to the child. You do hear people saying that.
Yeah, you do.
But here, it's the reverse. Here, people are able to become parents before they, or maybe they'll never get married.
That's true. And I think that, you know, people think it's a notional thing that you need a person of the opposite gender to be able to create a family. But today, the concept of the family is changing. And when that's changing, more people are willing to accept this. You know, as the two young children were saying, that they just come up with random stories, people buy into those stories, no longer a big issue. You know?
Yeah.
But marriage is something that people still, for some extraordinary reason, which really doesn't, really hard to explain, but it keeps me in business, so I'm okay.
So in your business, do you find that there are a lot of, like there would be resistance to this kind of thing? That families put a lot of pressure? Because, you know, I mean, obviously the sliver of society we're representing, we all come from places of privilege, extremely liberal families where we could do this if we wanted to. I'm imagining it's not that easy for most people. I'm imagining that for Chetna, as you know, a choice that Chetna has made, if somebody else wanted to make, maybe they won't find it so easy. For dads, it gets even tougher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly for single dads, you know, which is why what Aditya has done is extraordinary. For single dads, it's next to impossible at that age to get away from the trappings of marriage, you know, or the trap of marriage, whichever way you want to call it. But, you know, people are today, like him, making choices, and I think that's the most wonderful.
That's the beautiful thing. Amrita, you've studied this area for a long, long time. You actually also wrote a very moving piece on how you were really disappointed with the missionaries of charity. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about that, because Father Stanley has taken quite a liberal progressive position on it, saying, you know, and what you'll hear a lot of people say, and we heard Dr. Khurana also saying that, okay, and Diana also saying that the ideal is still the heterosexual family. It's less than perfect to be single parents. I actually think that there is should be no difference in perception, right? It's all about the love that a child gets.
Absolutely, I agree with you, Barkha, but I just want to put a context to some of the things that we've been saying. Yes, there's a hierarchy. I'm surprised that some of us who are actually out here to support adoption also think that there is a good enough family, an ideal family, a not so good family, etc.
Yeah.
But the context is that I think culturally, we as a society are still fixated or obsessed with genetic ties, with blood ties. So given that context, adoption is anyway lesser than. It's anyway a fictive family, right?
Because we all want to continue our legacy through biologically produced children.
And that's apna bacha, that's the real connection, that's my blood. So against all of that backdrop, I've looked at single women who adopt, you know, women like Chetna. And single women anyway are slightly demonized, right? You could be wayward, are you queer? You know, who are you sleeping with? How many men are you sleeping with? Etc. etc.
Can I just pause you to ask you, Chetna? Did you have to hear whispers like that at all?
I haven't really had any. I don't know whether behind my back it happens, but nobody has dared to say anything to me.
Absolutely. Sorry, Amit.
No, I think that India is much more liberal than we imagine it to be, you know. When you talk of that perfect family portrait, you know, even when the British came, they made Shiva, Parvati, and the two kids. But mythologically, you know, it's not
I was
true.
Just going to say, Devdutt Patnaik has this fascinating work where he talks about how Shakuntala, who was the mother of Bharat, after which our country is named, was a single mom. Sita brought up her kids in exile as a single mom. Parvati was a single mom to Ganesh.
No. So Ganesh is Parvati's child. Kartikeya is Shiva's child. And they just pose together and they're called a family. So
is this post-modern kind of conservatism, Amrita?
I won't like to use that term for it, but I'm just going to say I agree with Chetna and I agree with what Aman's saying. It's a very heterogeneous, a very mixed picture. There are women who are stigmatized. There are some who just are made to feel awkward. There are some who hear whispers or not. So there's a whole range. But the thing is, we must also complicate the term single. Not all single people are truly single. Single is, I mean, these are shifting definitions.
Yes.
Just as a marriage has and Dr. Nagaswamy will sort of correct me there, a marriage has an ebb and flow. Single people walk in and out of relationships, right? We have our support systems. We have friends, we have communities. So a lot of these single adoptive mothers that I interviewed over 2 years had fabulous, almost sort of communal parenting experiences.
Yes.
Again, it, you know, it's mixed. But we idealize the two-parent family. We still live in this sort of fairy tale fantasy of, you know, mummy, daddy, and child, because it's pushed towards us. You know, look at our soaps, our dramas, our films, picture books. Even children grow up.
No, that's seeing. Why I'm asking so, the kids, because, you know, you have that cliche of, okay, please draw your family, right?
Absolutely.
In art class, in nursery, yeah. Or I mean, I don't know if this happened to you. Like, were you asked to draw family sketches?
No, not
no.
No, really.
Did it happen to you? So obviously schools are changing, but when I was in school, no, when I was in school, I said, does anyone want to come in on this? Like, this happens, you know, you're given like this blank sheet of chart paper and you ask, oh, please draw your family or your home. And then kids confront maybe for the first time that their family is not necessarily typical. You want to come in there?
Yeah, I have a 7-year-old kid who's going into school. So the first thing when she was in first standard, there was a picture of, you know, how families are classified. So there was a single thing saying, okay, they have a single parent families also. She was happy knowing that okay, there are joint families, they're nuclear families, they're single parent families, so she's happy, no questions asked, nothing.
Are you a single mom?
Yeah, I'm a single mom.
And how's the experience been for you?
Wonderful, adventurous.
Wonderful.
Adventurous. There's nothing called, I mean, I don't have a support system, I stay alone, I'm bringing up my child alone, but it is an adventure. Every day of her life is a new life. So there's no problem, nothing. That's my point.
Questions, Dr. Nagaswamy, if you just want to come in on the fact that you're listening to this this program, I think Amrita's right to point out that there are many different kinds of realities and many people really have to struggle. And I think men, she spoke about women being demonized. I think men also suffer from the burden of much more social conformism, because women rebelling today is accepted. Men actually not playing that heterosexual male role is somehow even more questioned in some societies.
Yeah, because there is a greater tag of emasculation attached to that. And as a result, many men, whatever they personally feel, don't want to publicly take that position. You know?
Yeah.
But I do agree with you that for a man, being a single parent is probably harder. Simply because nobody's taught him the rules of parenting. You know? Women somehow seem more instinctively to have it.
Mm.
And therefore, I won't say it's easier for them. You know, like the lady was saying, I'm sure it's a daily adventure.
No, but isn't that also because in the socialization process, motherhood, there's a greater premium. I don't know if Arvind and Aman have gone through this, but there's a greater social premium or acceptability on motherhood than on fatherhood. Even in heterosexual full family units, the parenting onus is often on the mom.
It is. The mom is always considered the person who holds the family together.
Yeah.
And that's what we built up, monkey mamta and... You know, all of that.
Yeah.
And we still continue to build that up, you know.
Yeah.
And many young women are taught that, even today, even in urban India, sadly. But they are thinking more for themselves today, you know.
Yeah.
And if we can have single moms who are enjoying the process, I think that's a wonderful development. But we still have single moms. And see, I work a lot with adults. I don't work with too many children. But I do find that many single moms, whether out of choice or whether out of circumstances, find it extremely difficult, simply because they're not properly understood by the environment.
Yeah.
They go through many of the things that Amrita was talking about, and they don't have the adequate support systems. You know?
No, absolutely. I think it's wonderful to hear all these voices, but I really do wonder what the private struggles are, what the private demons are. I'm taking questions. You just one second, Amrita. Anyone here who wants to talk about their own experiences growing up, maybe as a child of a single parent? Is there anyone here who grew up as a child of a single parent?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay, so tell us about yourself.
Okay, so my dad passed away when I was 10. And after that, it's like my mom who's raised me completely. And I mean, it's been great because she's played like so many roles. Like she's been mother, father, best friend, everything for me. And you know, she's always supported me and encouraged me in my dreams. But I feel like sometimes I would have liked to have the presence of a father. I feel this would have been... Like,
but isn't it because you lost your... Is it also because you lost your father, you remember your father, you miss your father? It's your father or a father?
I think it would... Yeah, it is more personal. It would be like my father. And I feel like this entire thing about, like, family, like, you know, father, mother and child, I think this is more, like, institutional. It's just like an institutional structure that society has enforced. So I feel that, yeah, this would have been very nice for me, but I feel that when you are confronted with a situation, you will just learn how to adapt to it.
So, Diana, let me get one comment from you. What was the toughest thing for you before you decided to freeze your eggs and go somewhat on the unconventional path of parenthood? Because you've also said that even if you hadn't met Colin, you would have become a mom.
it was, to me, it was all about having a choice. And like you discussed earlier with a couple of the panelists, there is no way that I was going to get married for the wrong reasons. Not because I was getting older, my biological clock was ticking and I wanted to have a child. Not because of this ideal family picture. Marriage is something that's sharing your life, you know, the rest of your life with somebody. And that's why I froze my egg so that I had an option. I was very happy if I needed to down the line to have a child of my own. I never thought I'd need my eggs to do that because it was just an insurance. And I was healthy at the time. I didn't have endometriosis. The other thing that I wanted to mention, Barka, and I've got to run because my baby's wailing and she's newborn, but before I run away, I wanted to say that I come from a broken family. And I do know, when my parents got married, of course, everything was beautiful and they had the notion that they would live happily ever after as well. But I can tell you, coming from a family that split up when I was 13 years old, when my parents split up and I was working from the time I was 14, I realized that it doesn't matter if it's one parent or if it's two parents. Ideally, it's better if it's two parents. But when a parent, when both parents preferably are there, you get both sides of, you know, of what a child needs to be nurtured and to be loved.
But what if you're gay, one person, Diana? But you like could be gay. You could be gay. You could have two fathers and two mothers. Maybe one day in this
who
country.
Take care of a child and give them everything the way they're giving it. People should just appreciate that a child has been adopted. If that child wasn't adopted, then that child wouldn't have what he or she has right now, which is just so beautiful.
Yeah, I'm going to let you run to your to your baby, Diana. Thank you. But, you know, this thing, Amrita, that we keep coming back to, that the ideal is the mother and the father. Yeah. And I'm saying that, you know, I'm hoping that the Supreme Court will intervene and we will soon go back to a community where gay people also have the same rights.
Sure.
But again, you know, when you say there are many definitions of single, there are also many definitions of two parents. Even if you say two parents and the yin and the yang is ideal, what if tomorrow the two dads or two moms?
Absolutely. I think the yin and the yang is a beautiful notion, but also slightly essentialist. You know, we've been hearing terms like masculine, feminine.
Yeah.
The point is the two parent family is good. But we should not idealize. The point is idealization of a certain kind of
Dr. family. Dr. Karan, would you agree? Because you're the one who used this distinction between good enough and perfect, right?
Yeah, so I would like to definitely support what Amrita is saying. When we say idealization, of course not idealization, but then it can be circumstantial. Why not? So if it's circumstance like that, like my friend Aditya got so moved when he saw that, so it comes from within.
But what if it's not circumstantial, but it's a choice? Or what
of
if it's
course.
A choice in the circumstance? I mean, Aditya could have just chosen differently, right? It was not circumstantial in exactly.
Correct. So if he had a choice, like we had Dinah, you know, who had this choice of being a single mom, if it goes perfect with her, then it's perfect. There's nothing wrong about it, as I see it. Till the time she's able to take care of the child well, and till the time she's able to...
Okay, I'm going to take last comments, but if anyone has questions or comments, please raise your hand. You have comments? Yeah.
No, I have experience.
Experience?
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old kid, and when he's just 2 years old, he refused to go to school. That a problem I faced.
Are you a single mom?
Yeah, I'm a single mom.
And and your child refused to go to school?
School. I said, why? He said, baki bachcho ke papa ke saath aaye the, main nahi hai. Mere papa nahi hai, that's why I don't want to go to school. And that is the first experience which I feel. Because when he was 22 days only, then after I separated from circumstances, to mujhe kabhi nahi laga tha ki itti jaldi mujhse question pucha jayega.
To aapne kya bola?
I just say ki we are unique. There are lots of people jinke paas sab kuch hote hain. We are unique. God ne hame ek unique banaya hai. That's why you have a mother and father in a both. In a one thing only. So, wo aaj ke baad se, he just realized this thing.
But pehle jab pucha to aapko thoda disturbing laga. I just if anyone, Arvind, do you want to come in on that? That then when the kid, you know, when you're, all of you must have gone through this in your heads. That one day my child will ask me questions, right?
See, I feel that once we only think about these things when we come on We the People.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they are our child.
Yeah.
There's no second question.
Yeah.
The child could ask any question to any parent.
Yeah.
You know, so why we don't think about it?
I think that's fair, and they don't think about it either. Because we don't think about it.
Oh, one minute. Let me get you to say that on the mic, because I think that's a really important point. Yeah.
Even in a bad marriage, the child can come in and say, ki boss, aap kyun rehte ho? You know, the father or the mother is not good enough. So that's perfectly okay. The child is basically loving for love, care, coming from a single parent, double parent, I mean, the family unit, whatever. That's my
It's your mindset.
Yeah, exactly. You wanted to come in there? Yeah.
Ma'am, I personally believe that for the holistic development of the child, agree to the parents' point of view, but for the holistic development of a child, you need both the parents. Because of, you might be able, a single parent might be able to provide adequate funding and stuff, but then there's a role that both play equally.
So tell me what you see as the difference between a father's role and a mother's role. Since that's how you imagine the family, as the perfect family. What is the difference?
Ma'am, I believe that father—it's not necessary. Father gives love, agreed, but mostly in middle of India, and fathers—they're working. Like they're working. They love their kids, agreed, but single parents—they're working. They cannot give that much of time or you know, the affection, the care, not exactly morals. But
hang on.
Kids get independent.
What if both parents are working? I just don't get this. There's an assumption there that women don't work.
Ma'am, agreed, women don't work.
No, I don't. What do you mean you agree? No, please. I cannot agree with this. I cannot agree with this because, you know, you're basing your assumption on the fact that if there are two parents, one of them will not work. But today's... Okay, I know, let's take your point. Yes.
I think at the end of the day, what really matters is a child gets love, affection, if it comes from one parent, from two parents, notwithstanding the fact. But however, I think that marriage is really not that bad. Ask my daughter about this; she would really vouch for it. And I got married because I wanted to have a child. So, getting
this is what I was telling Dr. Nagaswamy, that many people get married just to have a child.
I had no inclination to get married. When I met my would be at that point of time around 6 years back. My first question and the last question was, "Do you love kids?" Her answer was yes, and I said yes.
So is your wife? Ah, there. Do you feel? Did you also get married just to have kids, or you thought he was not so bad also?
Yeah, same thing.
So this is also a variation, right, of the modern marriage that you now. I mean, you know, you can get married for any kind of reasons. All right, we take a last comment here, and then we take final comment.
No, we have so many children who are looking for homes to be adopted.
Yeah.
So it was high time that there were changes made to the law so that even single parents could adopt, and I think it's a change for the better.
Father Stanley, I'll start with you. Where is I know the church has a position on the criminalization around gays, and we very much hope that with all religious leaders should change that position. But just on this notion of the changing notion of the family.
See, actually, you were talking about the yin and yang. In Indian philosophy, we have the Purusha and Prakriti concept.
Yes.
And we say about the male and female are supposed to be complementary sexes.
Yes.
Okay. So a child who is brought up in a family where both sex are there,
yes,
it grows into a complete, basically, kind of a balanced person.
But I keep emotionally asking.
Hold on.
What is this thing that a man and a woman combined can do that a man separately or a woman separately can't give to a child?
See, like Baka, what you can do, I cannot do. What I can do, you cannot.
But does that have to do with agenda? But does that have to do with agenda?
Definitely. Definitely, I cannot bear a child, though I have a bigger stomach.
I want to say something quite revolutionary.
Yeah, okay, complete.
See, the whole concept of complementing the growth of a child is important. And you know, I appreciate this great man, the brave man, Aditya, but he has got his family to support. Sir has his family to support. Madam has his family to support. So there is a kind of a societal requirement every human being requires.
I want Aditya to respond to that.
So there is a social...
Aditya, if you did not have a support
structure... Till the time I got the custody of child, nobody was supporting.
That's fine.
The family. And afterwards, I got the support. Not only from the families, even from the foreign, the NRI are supporting me.
Definitely.
So they are helping me.
See, you have just... But done what your heart said.
No, one minute. Father Stanley, what Father Stanley is suggesting is that without your family support system, you can't be a single parent. But you know what, Father Stanley, if both mother and father work, that applies even to heterosexual and marriage.
I want to say something quite revolutionary, actually.
Yes.
You know, we keep saying we are an Orthodox country, and Hinduism is, it's not true at all. In no other religion in the world, have you heard of Harihara? In Sabarimalai, there's a temple where 500... Yeah. The 5 lakh people go, and that is the child born of Shiva and Vishnu. Right. So
what are we talking about? It's not a gay marriage. It's nothing to do with anything. You know, it's just to do with the greatness of India.
We Vishnu accept. Took the form of a Mohini, and then Shiva was excited about it. But so there is a kind of a transformation of an element happening there as well, sir.
But
please,
but
don't contend on the essence of it, please.
But the essence is, but why it could, if you had to make a baby, there were 100 other ways. Why
it's not a question of the desire for making a baby. Mm. It's just he felt karma for a Mohini and her.
Stanley, the point is that our culture or culturally, we don't have these defined boundaries. Absolutely. That we are seeking to impose on our societal mores today. And to your other point of family support system, let me tell you that today's generation, both the woman and the man, even in a heterosexual relationship, work. So they still need nannies if they can afford them. They still need their grannies if they can't afford them. So this carries on. You have a comment? Yeah.
So my comment to Father is, who are cultural or spiritual or religious leaders as a moral custodians? One point is this. And secondly, we as an individual, we as a citizen, I as a gay citizen, I don't have a right to adopt a child. Why? Thirdly, I know people who are living, gay men, gay couple, lesbian couple, with their mom, with their family, etc. But your society does not allow to adopt, so you fail as a society.
See, the whole concept is about Supreme Court's judgment on bringing single parent adoption. Maybe in the later, as Barka is saying, there will be time men adopting. But then for me, there is an element of selfishness involved in all these issues.
What do you mean?
Just hold on. And I am no one to impose any kind of a moral kind of implications on you. You are a human being, individual, free individual. You have your right, freedom. This country gives you. Live by your heart and by the laws of this country.
Okay. But I think he makes an important point that the gay and lesbian community today lives on the margins of our society because it continues to be criminalized. Once that criminal veil actually lifts, maybe we will see other laws being able to shift. Yeah, once again, I just need to now move on. Aman, you want to add to that? I really have to take final comments. Just anything, any last thoughts?
No, I think the thing is, what's good for one person is not necessarily good for the other. And the personal chemistry of a person, nobody else has the right to decide that.
Absolutely.
You can't just say that, you might like men, but you're being forced to jump into bed with a woman.
Absolutely. Dr. Rangaswamy, last thoughts.
Yeah, my thinking is, we've been talking a lot about the rights of different groups to be parents, adoptive, or whatever. But I think we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that adoptive parenting or any kind of parenting is a responsibility more than a right. And if, as the Kara says, the focus has to be on what is
on
best
the
for the child. And so it's the child's rights that are more important.
And what do you believe is the child's right?
The child's right to have a happy, enabling home environment.
No, but would you define that happy family in a particular way?
No, I would say anybody who's able to provide a mindful, caring home is what the child needs.
I just want to say that, there's between the two-parent family and the single family, there is some sort of competitive politics. I think we should do away with that. We should idealize, but we should idealize care. There is no, that's the wider canvas. We are here talking of nannies and babysitters. Most single women, most two-parent families struggle with care, with daycare, with childcare.
Absolutely.
Paternity leave, only 15 days in our country.
Yes.
The childcare
leave
of the
point,
government.
That's a very important point, that we want men to take equal responsibility for parenting, to be single dads, but
And they're broken fathers sometimes, just sitting,
Absolutely.
Watching
Fantastic
TV. So you could have two parents, but, he's hardly there.
Arvind?
I think we try to compartmentalize and try to make situations that this is right, this is wrong. Ultimately, it's a child's and a parent situation.
Yeah.
And I think adoptive parent has chosen to get a child after a lot of thinking and, what is going to happen in the future. Whereas natural parents, to a large extent, it's a natural, like doctor said, the next step. What do I do?
Or you don't know what to do. The next step.
Yeah, so you do that, but we have chosen.
Okay. Very quickly, ending with Aditya Chetna. Anything that you sort of worry about when Shalini gets older and will ask you questions, do you think about that sometimes?
Yes, I do think about it a lot. I don't know the answers to it. I think it'll come to me. Maybe she'll make up her stories, or maybe I will tell her something. But I don't plan to say anything that is not false.
That is not true.
That is not true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Aditya, you were told, one of the things you were told was, aap se koi shaadi nahi karega, right? So did you ever take that seriously?
No, I didn't think for that. Because I have the two options, I have to select a life partner or a bini. I selected the child.
I think you've really shone a light on the part of the soul that, you know, sometimes you feel humanity has vanished. Will you resurrect our faith in it? I will end by saying that I think it is all about the care and the affection and love and the environment that you bring up a child in. And it's in so many ways the wonderful stories we've heard on the program. Are you wanting to add a line there?
I just want to tell a small story about my elder son.
Yes.
He was adopted from Palna. I got him from Palna. And many years later, Palna came to Vasant Valley School where he was studying. And all the children were gathered together to sensitize them about adoption.
Yeah.
So they gave a lecture, they showed an audio visual. He never told me this, but Palna people told me later that this boy got up, he was about 8 years old, and said, I am from Palna.
Wow.
I was adopted. You know? So I think when, and all the 1200 children got up from the school and said, we are with you, we are your family.
Well,
you are not a single.
I think these changes are magical and something to hold on to and hope in, and actually lift also the hypocrisy that continues to surround so many of the things we're socialized to do but don't really want to do. So thank you, all of you, for sharing your stories, and that's it on We the People. Let's have a round of applause for all our single parents on the program today.